Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
Well, welcome, welcome to the show. This is the DL Link show on 101.9 Chai FM. Lovely to be with you, Nikki Seberini. Of course, this is the show where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. And for those of you who didn't know, June is mental health awareness for men. And our first guest is going to be talking about just that and about an incredible event that's happening here in Joburg North in the beautiful Delta Park, which happens to be one of my favorite places. And so perhaps it's something that you would like to get involved in. We're also going to be talking AI and the intersection between AI and medicine and what the future is going to be looking like. So that's what's going to be coming up a little bit later. So I do hope that you're going to stay with us for the next hour. As I said, a great show lined up for you. So first guest, Joe Fleming. Joe, so wonderful to have you on the show. You have such an interesting past. You have such an interesting present and I'm sure a fascinating future as well. Welcome to the DL Link show.
Hi, Nikki. Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
You know, I think it is such an important topic. Joe, I think that men are, I think they're having a hard time at the moment. All of these movements, and I support, freedom for everybody, recognition of who we are, equality for everybody, but not at the expense of others, because we just kind of behave in a way that we're trying to fight a system and we seem to be creating a new system where other people are marginalized. And why am I going on about this? Because I just think that, you know, for men at the moment, it's really tough. And I think, and, you know, maybe that's not a great statement to make. Maybe you can expand on that. And I would just like to say that I do think it is so important, with Men's Mental Health Month in here in June, that we need to be having these conversations that, we know how high the suicide rates are in men, depression in men. And it's kind of like the silent spoken. It's not something we bring out into the open. So I'm delighted that we can chat about this, Joe, because I know that this is what you're very passionate about, because you yourself have a history and a journey through, mental health challenges. So where do we start? Where do we start after such an introduction? Maybe we can just talk about the current state, and then we can talk maybe about your situation.
So thank you, Nikki. I run an organization here in Joburg, and actually South Africa, called Recharge. And essentially what it is it's a large WhatsApp group. And every Friday morning at 6 a.m., we meet at the Delta Park Blue Bridge, and it is for men. And, I think there's about 400 men that we have in the WhatsApp group, and it's just been such a great place for men to connect, to share what's kind of going on with them, and to join us on a walk. I find that in my past, in my experience, that walking, just getting out for a walk, really helped me with my mental health, where I would be inside, not wanting to go anywhere, not wanting to do anything. And sometimes all I needed to do was just get out and to go for a walk. And what I find on Friday mornings is that these Friday walks are a great opportunity for guys to obviously exercise, but by being outside, it gives them such a safe space to talk to other men, to meet other guys. And there's no requirements of what we talk about. It's just guys talking about whatever. It could be the week, could be what they, how they are doing. And in my experience, what I find is that a lot of men really are struggling out there and that they are looking for healthy connections. And so that's why I encourage, you know, a lot of the stuff that I put out on my Instagram page, I encourage people to join Recharge because it is an action for men to take where they can get outdoors, they can connect with others, and they can, you know, not feel so alone is the biggest thing, is that many men feel like they are alone, but I've created a space where they can connect.
Yeah. And, you know, when you can have that space, as you say, safe space, I love the idea that you're walking because it's so informal. And as you walk, you talk, and, you know, what unfolds, you never know. There's this unknown of what will happen. So I just love the idea. I think it's fabulous to be able to do something like this. And I think let's just get a little bit of the backstory, because you didn't just arrive, you know, and start Recharge. I mean, when you talk about not feeling so alone, I mean, you are, I mean, if everyone's going, hang on, I can't get my head around that accent. You were born in the US. You are a war veteran. And, you know, when we hear about war veterans and we hear about PTSD and we hear about all sorts of things, and you talk about being alone or going through experiences. So there's a journey that got you here, right? You didn't just say, oh, I'm going to start this. Perhaps you can just share with our audience.
Yeah. So for many years, or for as long as I can recall, I've suffered from symptoms of bipolar disorder. And it was just about a year ago that I used to experience severe highs and severe lows. And at one point last year, my lows got significantly low enough that I tried to commit suicide. And after my suicide attempt, I went into a treatment center for about 3 weeks to get the help that I needed. It was there that I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. I'm now on chronic medication. And if you follow me on Instagram, I'm known as the Here in South Africa guy. I educate people on pies, on burgers, of places around the country. And up to that point, I was sharing a lot of stuff online, and I got to a point where I felt that I had an obligation to my audience to share about the experience that I had gone through, and that I almost became a statistic. And that Instagram post really opened up the floodgates for a lot of people to reach out to me that had either A, gone through a similar experience, or they had lost someone to suicide, or they knew someone who really needed some help. And leading up to my suicide attempt, I recognized in the 2 weeks before that what I really needed was healthy connections. And the only opportunity I really had was that every Friday my friends meet at the pub, and I knew that wasn't for me. And what I really needed and what I wanted to do was to ask my friends, hey, do you want to go for a walk? But unfortunately, I didn't have the courage at the time to ask if they wanted to go for a walk. So after I shared this video on Instagram about my suicide attempt, it was a couple weeks later that I gathered up the courage and just said, you know what? I did a Here in South Africa video, and I said, I'm starting a men's walk. And if you're a man and you're looking to get outdoors and talk, please join me. And, you know, the first week we had, first time it was my roommate and his buddy and his crazy dog. And then the next week there was a couple more. And, you know, now fast forward, we're now sitting at over 400 men in a WhatsApp community. There's also men from overseas as well, but it's mainly in Joburg is the large group. And it's just been such a great way to kind of give back for me to share my experiences of what I went through so that other men don't have to go through what I did. And so that's sort of my purpose. I've found recently that is my purpose in life, is to share my message, share my story, in hopes that it prevents others from wanting to attempt suicide, and really encouraging them to get out and to connect with men and to reach out for help when they need it.
Amazing, Joe. I just want to say that I'm so sorry to hear about your struggles and your suicide attempt last year. What a awful, dark place that must have been. And for you to be able to sit here, right? I mean, it's truly a miracle. This is where you're meant to be, and that you're using these dark times to illuminate and show the light to others is, I really just want to acknowledge that. I think that is truly amazing. And I just want to expand, Joe, because, you know, you said that you meet at that time, you met with groups of friends on like a Friday at the pub. And I'm so interested, you know, those conversations in the pub, was it lighthearted? Was it joking? You know, if something happened to someone, would you make light of it and laugh? Were there meaningful connections? And I'm not trying to denigrate or, you know, negate how special these friendships are, but I'm just trying to really highlight, you know, because women chat. I mean, women share, not all women, and certainly not all the time, but it certainly is more acceptable for a woman to just pour her heart out or express her emotions. And it is so much more difficult for men. So those groups on a Friday, was that what that was all about at that time?
Those pub meetings were not meaningful. I since my attempt and going to a treatment center, I quit drinking. I can be around people that drink, but I kind of, once people get to a certain point in the night, I go home or I go to bed. And I actually tried to go to the pub the other day to go just hang out with my friends. And I found it very uncomfortable for me because I felt that it was just, I don't find it as a safe, it can be a safe space for people to talk, but I just find that it's just a lot of BS, a lot of top level conversations. Hey, how's it? I don't recall ever having like a meaningful conversation at the pub with anyone.
Yearning for one, right?
Yeah. That's why these walks are so great. You know, there's still times where, you know, I still struggle with my mental health, and there's times where I don't want to go on the walk on a Friday. I don't want to go and host it, but I know that I need it. And I also need to be there to show up for others. And that once I'm there, I love it. You know, it's just a great way to connect with different people each week.
And you use the word connect. I mean, we know that is what is required, you know, when you're down, when you are so withdrawn, depressed, that it is connection, human connection, that shifts the nervous system. And not necessarily, as you say, these kind of mindless conversations, because that's a pure escapism. And that's okay. I mean, that's fine. But it certainly wasn't doing it for you. And I'm just wondering how many people who are listening right now who maybe have connections, but maybe it's not the meaningful connections they're looking for. And it's not something that you listen to and say, oh, well, they're a group of men who walk. But, you know, for people who are listening, and maybe it's for themselves, or maybe it's for their fathers or for their husbands or brothers, sons, that it shouldn't just be something you hear about and go, oh, wow, that's interesting, but really something that you do, because I know I think a lot of men would benefit. So let's talk about that Friday morning walk, and then I want to talk about this amazing big walk that you've arranged for the mental health awareness. Like, what time is it on a Friday? Can everyone attend? What about work?
So that's the thing, is that not everyone can make it on a Friday. The walks take place at 6 a.m., which I found is a early time enough that people can still get to work. It is very early in the morning, but I find that it's a great way to start the day. And that's why I called the organization Recharge, because I felt like it was a way for people to recharge their batteries early in the morning, get a great start on the day, and then they can go about their day. It's just, I always find that exercising early in the morning is a great way to start my day. And so that's why these walks exist. And, you know, with the big walk that I'm hosting this month on Saturday, June 20th, is on a Saturday. It's a day that more people sort of have available. I have thought of moving the dates to a Saturday, but then it's also, you know, my weekends are sort of my personal time. Mm-hmm. And I feel that a lot of people also kind of feel that way as well. So it's a tough call to make. Like, do I move the walks to a Saturday and keep them on a Saturday and take up more of my personal time? But for now, I'll keep the walks on a Friday and then have this big walk on a Saturday. And I have no idea how many people will be there, but I just wanted to put it out to the community that if you're a man who is struggling and you need some healthy connections, that we'll be there on Saturday. And it's a great, you know, Delta Park is a beautiful place. It's a great place to walk. It's a 4-kilometer walk, takes about an hour. And then afterwards, we'll go next door to Delta Cafe where they'll have coffee. We've even got 2 ice baths available for people that want a cold plunge. So it'll be a nice morning out for everyone.
That sounds amazing. So, Joe, for the person who's a little bit shy and feels like this is a club and they may be joining the club too late, or they may feel like a spare part, what do you have to say?
I always say, pull in, China. Pull in. No, it's, I know it's, even for me going to like different meetings and events, sometimes it can be a struggle, tough to go just because I may not know anyone or I don't know, but I just say to the guys, just take a chance and pull in. It's a great group of guys and they'll love it.
Do you facilitate discussion in any way? Like, is there any formalized way of opening discussion, or is it really just see what happens as you walk together?
Nothing formal about it. We just, I welcome everyone when they arrive. If I have announcements, for example, I'll, like an event coming up, I'll share that with them. And then every morning we take a selfie. So the selfie is really the only formal thing about it. Lately it's been getting hard to take a selfie at 10 after 6 in the morning because it's so dark. it's like the sun, it's the first light is just kind of coming available because I think sunrise is now 6:48. So we get going and you know, we kept this time during the summer, in the summer months, it was a good time. And I just thought I'll just keep it at 6 o'clock. And it's fine. No one brings head torches. We're all fine out there, but it's,
and you feel safe.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We're a big group of guys. There's always trail runners out there. We see people with their dogs that time of day. So Delta Park, it's a great space for us to walk.
Oh, great. And the WhatsApp that you've got, the recharge.
Yes.
How does that work? Is it like a subscription? Is it a membership? How do people get onto the group and start?
If you want to get onto the recharge group, you can Google Recharge ZA or go on to the Recharge ZA Instagram page. And there's a link in the bio that'll take you to a WhatsApp community. And from there, you can join the different groups. I do have to, you have to request to join because we do unfortunately get a lot of spam that tries to sell us electricity and all different things. So you do have to request to join the group, but you can find it on Instagram at the Recharge ZA page.
Mm. Fantastic. Before we do say goodbye, Joe, just really unpacking this Men's Mental Health Month. You did mention the bipolar, you mentioned the medication, your experience. For people who are listening, who are feeling pretty isolated, for men who are feeling isolated, and I want to just stress, it's you know, this isn't just for men who are suffering from any mental illness, because mental illness is diagnosed or it's not diagnosed. Sometimes you can just be feeling isolated, you can be feeling downhearted about life in general, about the world or whatever it is. I just want to, yeah, I mean, it's, if you can just expand on yeah, who you're appealing to during this Men's Mental Health Month.
Yeah, it really is open for any man, honestly. You don't have to be struggling to join us. You can be doing okay, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, I actually put out a survey in our group the other day to just try to get some feedback as to why people join the group. And the majority of them said that they were looking for community and connections. And I think that's what Recharge gives men, is just a good group of men to connect with. Yeah. Same as you would go, people would go to a pub on a Friday. Every Friday morning, you know, there's a good group of guys that you can chat to, get the day started off right, and head out for the rest of your day.
Yeah, I think it's important to stress that, you know, if people talk about we're going for a run for heart health, you know, no one's going to not go or not want to support their heart because whether they have a condition or not. And I think with mental health, we're working on our mental health, all of us, just as we would work on our, as I said, heart health or our whatever health. So I really do want to stress that it's for everyone. And I think that building these communities for men is vital. And I'm just very grateful that you're doing it. And I think it's amazing. So the details, how do people, if you can just repeat how people can get in touch or sign up for this?
Yeah, so they can contact me directly at So Tall Right Now is my Instagram page. Like, I'm 2 meters tall, so it's So Tall Right Now.
So Tall, okay.
So Tall Right Now. There's a WhatsApp community link there. I've been sharing a lot of Instagram stories about the walk. I just shared a post on Recharge the other day about the walk, and I'll continue posting about it. And you can meet us at the Delta Park Blue Bridge on Saturday, June 20th at 7 a.m.
7 a.m. Okay, fantastic. 7 a.m. Joe, thank you so much. Anything else before I say goodbye that we haven't covered that you wanted to maybe mention? Is that it on your side?
Yeah, I think we covered it all.
Oh, so lovely having you on the show, and thank you for finding the space for men. Much needed. Happy walking. See you in the Delta sometime, although it's too early for me, but yeah, take care. Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks, Joe. Bye-bye. Bye. Joe Fleming on the DLing show on 101.9 Chai FM. And I just love that for men's mental health, and I really, really want to stress this. For those of you, if you are listening now and it's something that appeals to you, but you're thinking, hey, but I don't have issues, but I'd love to be able to connect with other men. Or if you know your husband, as I said, or your son or your brother or your father or whatever it is, and you know that that they're a little bit isolated at times, or you would love them to join a community and have people to communicate with and express, and they can bring other friends and you can expand on the community. As Joe said, you know, it's for men who just want to connect with other men. So that is happening on the 20th of June. And then, of course, he has that walk every Friday morning at 7 a.m. And that's the Recharge group. But his Instagram page, as he said, is called So Tall Right Now, if you're interested. So Tall Right Now.